This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. One piece of news that maybe won't blow your mind is that our mobile use around the world is way, way up. In 2013, it grew 115% over the previous year. That's according to mobile analytics firm Flurry. So why? Well, here's the interesting part. A lot of things drove growth. Music and other media, games, news all played a role. But the big kahuna of mobile usage last year, messaging. Simply the new ways in which we communicate. Simon Khalaf is CEO of Flurry.
Communications has survived everything, you know, economical downturns or upturns or what have you, whether you are sending a pigeon or you pick up the phone and dial.
Thing is, people don't really dial all that much anymore. Heck, in the UK last year, text messaging actually dropped for the first time. I know, you're saying, tell that to my little sister, right? But your little sister is likely starting to use different services to communicate, maybe because it's cheaper or more fun. So let's talk with CNET's editor-in-chief of reviews, Lindsay Turrentine. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So how much are you Snapchatting?
So I don't Snapchat that much, but I do use WhatsApp when I travel.
Okay, why do you use it?
Because it's a much cheaper way to send text messages when you're abroad. So WhatsApp is, it's an app that you buy for a small amount in the App Store, and you use it to communicate with your friends using your data plan instead of texting.
So whatever your texting plan on your phone might be, they're charging you for the number of SMS texts that you send. Whereas if you're using Snapchat, it just sort of does it through the internet, right?
It's like sending an email from your phone, except usually it's a lot briefer. And some of these apps have a sort of fun aspect to them. So we all know about Snapchat, which sends pictures that disappear.
Ah, yes.
Yes. But WhatsApp is really more like a hybrid of texting, email, and then maybe Facebook. It's maybe not so serious, but really fun, especially for sort of the young set.
Will texting then be the rotary phone for our generation?
I do think that traditional texting is just going to go away. It's interesting. A couple of people I know picked up texting after they got an iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And this one particular woman, my mother, sends me these extremely long, you know, what she considers to be texts via iMessage, but it's nothing you would be able to send over SMS. She skipped it entirely. And I think that's the future.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews for CNET. Lindsay, nice to talk to you as always.
Thank you.